Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Ship's log. Ugh, things are starting to be bleak out here. We've been out on the ocean for 4 weeks and we're running out of supplies and we definitely don't have any healthy food. Who packed for this trip?
Lee, you packed it. You only packed junk food. There's gotta be some sort of organic food that we can eat here that's not gonna make us feel sick.
All right, let me look around the ship and see if I can find something healthy for you to eat, Peter.
Oh, thank you, Lee.
I want you to feel better.
Thank you.
Okay, here, try this.
Oh, okay. Oh, what is this?
Oh, it's barnacles I scraped off the side of the ship.
Not so good.
Okay, let me see if I can find something else. Hey, try this.
Oh, okay. Hey, what is this?
It's a live electric eel.
Not so good.
Really? Because I hear eels like a delicacy.
Nope.
Okay, let me see if I can find one more thing for you to eat. Something healthy. Where is it? Ah, this is it. The healthiest thing on the ship.
Okay.
Have a bite.
Hey, what is this?
Oh, that's a Rachel's sweater.
It's actually really good.
Yeah.
Yum!
Hey, guys!
Oh, hey, Rachel.
Have you guys seen my sweater?
No.
Also, have you seen my pet electric eel?
Ooh.
Make it action.
Woo! You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome to the Story Pirates podcast, everybody. Each week, we're bringing you brand new stories written by kids and performed by us, the Story Pirates.
Yay!
And we do it all on this ship, out on the open ocean, where there's plenty of food and we're not worried at all about running out of healthy things to eat.
That sounded really weird.
You know, I'm not sure that we packed very well for this trip, but for now, I'm really excited for today's episode because we have two new stories written by kids.
Well, let's do the first one.
Sure thing. But before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of this first story, let's read the original story that the author sent in to us. Rachel, would you do the honors?
Sure, Lee. This story is called Barry and the Big Climbing Tree. Once upon a time, there was a koala named Barry. Barry wanted to climb a tree, but he keeps falling off. Then he learned how to climb a tree. He had to just keep on going. He climbed the tree. His mom signed him up for a tree climbing racing contest. Barry was against—
Hold up, Rachel. Let's not spoil the big reveal. Here to introduce Barry and the Big Climbing Tree is the author himself.
Hi, my name is Evan Bloom, and I'm in kindergarten. This is my story, Barry and the Big Climbing Tree.
Hey,
Jungle friends, gather around.
Hey, what's
what?
Up?
What's going on?
Barry the koala is trying to climb that big tree over there.
But that tree is huge.
Barry, why?
A koala's gotta do what a koala's gotta do. And this koala's gotta climb. So I wanna climb that tree.
He's gonna climb.
So I'm gonna climb.
Off the tree.
Oh, yeah, that was rough.
Turns out that Barry the koala can't climb at all. Let's go, jungle friends.
Friends, wait! Come back!
What's wrong, honey?
Mom, I told my friends I could climb this tree, but I can't.
Barry, dear, all you have to do is practice. Spend some koala tea time. Practicing, and you'll be a great climber in no time.
But I...
Now get to practicing.
Hey, look, jungle friends. Barry's climbing again.
I sure am.
Why is he wearing a tracksuit?
I think he's practicing.
Day one.
I climb a little, but I keep falling down.
Day two.
I'm climbing higher. I'm the talk of the town.
Day three.
So I want to climb. Again.
Barry, honey, how was climbing practice?
Well, not
great, because, surprise, I entered you in the big tree climbing race!
Wait, no, Mom, I'm not sure.
Welcome to the big tree climbing race. I'm your host, Mark Marsupio. Entering his first race is our challenger, Barry the Koala.
Go, Barry, go, go, Barry.
And racing against Barry today is our seven-time returning champion, Barry's mom!
It's his mom!
Mom?
Surprise again! I just love a good race!
Okay, racers, get ready and remember, no cheating or else you will be disqualified! Ha-ha! Now, racers, to your mark!
Come on, Barry. You got this.
Oh, Barry, you can do this, Barry. No time for fear. What you have to do is clear. Oh, Barry, just believe, Barry, that you won't be stopped. You'll win the race and reach the top. So I'm gonna climb. Oh, I'm gonna climb. Oh, I'm gonna climb that tree.
Gonna do next?
Eat some food?
Eat some food, berries, eating all the eat some food, berries, eating all the eat some food. Barry climbed a tree and now he's eating food.
Great story.
That story.
I really like that story.
I love it.
Yeah, the singing was
amazing.
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa, Lee. What's wrong?
I'm sorry. I just feel so gross because I've been eating so much junk food on this ship. I had chips for breakfast.
I ate a cake for lunch.
I had a jelly bean and a cake for lunch.
Ugh, last night after my shift standing in the bucket thingy with the looky-loo looking for land, I was so tired that I just ate a whole trash an actual trash for dinner.
I tried to be healthy, but then I accidentally ate a bug because I thought it was a raisin.
Ew.
No, it was actually pretty good.
Oh,
I see.
All right.
I see. Sure.
Peter, what about you? Do you feel disgusting?
I actually feel incredible. Better than ever. Strong, flexible, incredible. Brave, good, incredible.
Peter, are you okay?
I ate a jar of frosting today. I feel awful.
I also ate a jar of frosting.
Okay, well then, from here on out, things change. We will commit ourselves to health.
Yes!
And fitness.
Woo!
And wellness.
Huzzah!
And Keeper.
Huh? We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you.
Delicious sushi. Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here. Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery.
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
From here on out, things change. We will commit ourselves to health.
Yes!
And fitness.
Woo!
And wellness.
Huzzah!
And Kiefer.
Huh?
Lee, what's Kiefer?
Well, I could tell you, but it's more fun to show you. Come on out, guys.
Here we are.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How you doing?
Lee, what is going on?
Oh, these are just my little probiotic friends.
What's probiotics?
Oh, well, do you guys eat yogurt?
Yeah.
Well, inside of the yogurt that you and I eat every day, there are billions and billions of guys called probiotics who are all alive and who love living in yogurt and are really healthy to eat.
Yay!
They also like hanging out with me, right, guys?
Lee, I'm so confused. Is this an ad for Kiefer?
No way.
Is this an ad for probiotics?
Uh-uh.
Lee, if the probiotics are making you do this, blink twice.
Everyone calm down. This isn't an ad. I just love probiotics.
Yay!
What is going on?
Well, I totally forgot that I loaded up the bottom of the ship with hundreds of bottles of drinkable yogurt, also known as kefir.
Oh.
Which means that not only will we never go hungry, but we also have billions of new probiotic friends that can do stuff for us.
We love to do stuff.
Like, what are some things that you guys all hate doing on the ship?
One word, the poop deck.
We'll clean it.
I hate sitting in the bucket with the looky-loo looking for land.
We'll look for land.
See, they're so helpful.
I guess I love kefir.
Me too.
Same.
Well, good thing I brought a bunch of bottles then. Here, pass them around. Bottoms up, everybody.
This is really good.
Wow.
The champagne
very
of
refreshing.
Yogurt.
Well, now that we're all full on delicious kefir, let's perform another story written by a kid.
This next story is called The Girls and the Gods. And here to introduce it is the author herself.
Hi, my name's June, and I'm in the fourth grade. And I'm from Brooklyn. And this is my story, The Girls and the Gods.
Hi, I'm June, and this is my little sister, Ida.
Hello.
She's very shy. We both have the same dream, but we can't tell you what it is, so we'll just whisper it to each other.
It's a beautiful dream.
But actually, we've stopped dreaming our dream because we're going to go find the gods so we can make our dreams come true. First, we just have to climb up this mountain. Wow! We reached the top of the mountain. Whoa, do you hear that choir of non-denominational voices?
Who dares awake the great gods?
I'm scared, June.
Don't worry, I've got this. Oh, great gods, we come in peace. We do not mean any harm. We're just coming for the gods. The great, great gods to grant us our wishes.
Well, you've come to the right place. We're the gods.
And we are very, very great.
And very, very powerful.
We can grant one wish for each of you.
Yes!
However, we must have some time to think about it.
How long will it take?
Usually about one day.
Yeah, one day should be plenty.
So tell us what it is that you want.
Well, we both have the same dream. We'll whisper it to you.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that is a beautiful dream. We'll get right to work.
In the meantime, why don't you two go spend the night in these golden beds?
Golden beds.
They're made of gold.
Great. Comfortable beds. Well, time to see if the gods granted us our wishes. Oh, gods!
Yes?
Have you granted us our wishes?
Well,
actually,
we're going to need one more day.
What? But you said...
Look, I know what we said, but sometimes things come up.
Yeah, I got really busy with my goat.
Yeah, and I totally forgot about some smiting I needed to take care of, so...
Okay. You have one more day.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. You are not going to regret this.
Yes, in the meantime, can we interest you in one of our golden beds?
Golden beds.
They're made of solid gold.
Yeah, we know.
Ouch, my back.
Yeah, it's truly like sleeping on a rock. Anyway, time to see if the gods have granted us our wishes.
Oh, gods!
Yes?
Have you granted us our wishes?
Well...
Actually...
Oh, no.
We're gonna need one more day.
What? Really? But you guys are supposed to be all-powerful.
We are!
But, like, my elbow was hurting, and, like, I just couldn't.
Yeah, you know, and like the trickster god invited himself over to my house last night, and like that guy does not pick up on social cues, and he would just not leave. It was a whole thing.
I saw. It was crazy.
That guy, right?
Anyways, long story short, we're gonna need another day.
Fine.
Have you by chance checked out our golden beds?
Golden
beds. They're made of rock hard, solid gold.
We know.
Curse these beds!
Those gods better have granted us our wishes! Oh, gods!
Yes?
Have you finally granted us our wishes?
I actually have some good news for you.
Okay, now that's what I like to hear.
We are very close to granting you your wishes, but
we
actually
need
one
more.
Enough! I've had it up to here with you gods!
Ida's speaking up to the gods.
We have waited one more day. That's enough! We're not gonna lay in our beds for any more days!
Who dares question the gods?
I do.
Oh. Well, okay then. Your wishes will be granted.
Yay! Whoa, Ida! Because you had the courage to call the gods cowards, we achieved our wildest dreams.
Way to go, sis.
Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt, but would you guys be interested in taking a brief customer satisfaction survey?
Participants receive a free golden bed.
I never want to see a golden bed again!
Sheesh.
The end.
And now Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, June.
Hi.
So in your story, there's two girls, one's named June and one's named Ida, and your name's June. Is it based on you?
Yes, and my little sister that's named Ida.
So in real life, you're the older one, and in the story, you're the older one.
Yeah, but I wanted to give Ida a little, like, boost ahead.
What interests you about gods?
Well, I think about gods every day, and also at recess with my friends, I usually play, like a game, like where we're all gods, and we have, like, a lot of powers, and then some of us are, like, really kind people, so that gave me the idea, and we were really nice gods, so that gave me the idea to let them sleep in their golden beds.
When you say you think about gods a lot, do you think about any certain kind of gods from any certain culture? Like, are you interested in Greek gods or Norse gods or anything like that, or just gods in general?
Well, I sort of think of, like, myself being a nature god since I really like animals.
And what kind of powers does a nature god have?
Well, all of the animals are her friend, and they would be really nice to her and like the animals, and she would keep the animals good and safe and, like, special. She would, like, protect where they live.
If you really were a nature god, is there a certain kind of animal that you would really wish that you could be friends with or be really close with?
Well, yeah, it would be a dragon. I really like dragons a lot, too.
In your story, it says both June and Ida had the same dream, but it doesn't say what the dream is. It only says they stopped dreaming their dreams at one point. Is it a secret, or can you tell me what their dream was?
Well, I wanted to make the dream a little bit of a secret.
Okay.
So, like, it would be, like, more interesting to find out what's next.
Yes, I love that. Thank you so much for letting us perform your story.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and thanks to today's authors, Evan and June. If you'd like to see the original stories that Evan and June sent in to us, parents, you can find us on Instagram, where we'll be posting their stories in their own words. We also have a special gift for all our listeners, and here to tell you about it is June.
Kids, one thing to do when you're listening to Story Pirates is to draw or color. Parents, you can get a free coloring book at storypirates.com/podcast.
Thanks, everybody. We'll be back next week for more stories and maybe even more probiotics.
Yay! Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero, and produced for The Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at The Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. The Story Pirates podcast is written, directed, and performed by the Story Pirates. Contributors to today's episode include Dewey Cadell, Woody Fu, Eric Gerson, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Jess Morgan, Emily Olcott, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Katie Skelton, and Rachel Winitsky. The music for Barry and the Big Climbing Tree was written by Jack Mitchell and arranged and produced by Brendan O'Grady and associate produced by Jack Mitchell and Eric Gerson, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. And an extra special thanks to all of our listeners for being so quality.